Was the Wiens the first that flew in here? Were they the first ones who didn't Rudabaugh or any of those fly in?
I think it was Noel Wien, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I'm quite sure it was Noel Wien. Mm-hmm. I know Noel Wien came to Nenana in 1924 and did, he paid $5, you know, to go up on a plane. Mm-hmm. Of course, Dix went, and it was just before my older son was born. So he made them all promise that they would come home and tell me that he'd gone up in this airplane. That was Noel. I think Noel did a lot of it.
Mm-hmm. But when this miner had shot that moose and wounded him on a moose hunt in the fall, and he, in following the wounded animal, came over and located the springs.
Well, he saw the steam coming up, and he didn't come up to the steam, but the next day he came back with one of his neighbor miners, and they found the springs together.
That was in the winter, so that you could see the spring.
No, it was in the fall of the year. It was moose hunting. Mm-hmm. It was soon open, so yeah. It must have been around this time of the year.
He never found the wounded moose, but he did find the spring.
Mm-hmm. Is that right?
and then they began using it right away. Uh-huh. You see, they built a little pool for the water and another one for mud. Take a mud bath. Because you see, the men working in the wintertime, they got quite stove up with rheumatism. Mm-hmm. And you see, because they mined every day. Mm-hmm. They'd start a fire in the mine, and the next day the thawed ground would be shoveled up. Have you ever been in one of the tiny cabins?
A miner's cabin?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Aren't they tiny?
Yes, they are. Not much room.
But I can understand it, because they weren't going to spend a lot of time cutting wood to keep the houses warm.
Or housekeeping.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. They could just about reach everything as soon as they stepped inside.
Yeah, just...